Dennis Kucinich formally launched his bid for the White House this afternoon. The four-term Democratic congressman from Ohio calls himself the urban populist candidate, but he's having trouble gaining enough popularity at home and nationwide to be considered viable. From member station WCPN, Janet Babin reports.
Dennis Kucinich returned to his roots to officially embark on his dream to become president of the United States. He announced his intentions from the same Cleveland council chambers where he began his political career more than 30 years ago. A hand-picked crowd of supporters greeted him with a standing ovation, clapping and chanting, "Go, Dennis, go." The self-described progressive candidate voted against the war in Iraq and the USA Patriot Act. He told the crowd that if elected president, he'd dissolve the North American Free Trade Agreement, demand that the U.S. withdraw from the World Trade Organization and return to bilateral trade, create a cabinet-level Department of Peace, and sign the Kyoto Climate Change Treaty. Kucinich says if elected, he'd arrange a pullout of American troops from Iraq and put the United Nations in charge of Iraq's oil assets.
I am running for president of the United States to stop the hundreds of billions of our tax dollars from going towards a continued occupation of Iraq. And I am here at this moment to say that it is time to support our troops. And I say support our troops, bring them home.
While analysts often place Kucinich dead last in the so-called horse race, his supporters say he leads the pack of Democratic hopefuls in the idea race. His message seems to resonate with young people. 20-year-old Kate Levin says Kucinich's ideas moved her to drop out of college, leave her life in Los Angeles, and intern at Kucinich's headquarters in Cleveland.
It's everything I believe in. Dennis is my candidate, and finally I feel like I can sort of take part in the system and actually believe in what I'm doing, so that's why I'm here.
But Kucinich's message doesn't have the same reverberation at home, where his record of public service is well known. He was elected mayor of Cleveland when he was just 31 years old. Under his leadership, the city defaulted on its loans. Kucinich blames banks that he says retaliated after he refused to sell the city's municipal electric system, but his critics call him a poor manager and an instigator. Kucinich lost his next bid to become mayor by a landslide and didn't resurface politically until the mid-1990s. At the Shays Diner counter, just a few miles away from where Kucinich made his announcement, people in suits file in for lunch next to those in soiled work boots and T-shirts. The diners hold divergent views about Kucinich's record and presidential aspirations. One older man, who gave only his first name as Dan, called Kucinich out of touch.
He wants to pull all the troops out of Iraq, but it's a bunch of baloney with him. You know,
everybody knows
he ain't gonna bring nothing home. He ain't gonna do nothing.
With nine candidates to choose from, the boyish-looking 57-year-old is often left out of standard coverage from the mainstream media. Campaign officials say Kucinich, though, is gaining momentum. The campaign has volunteers nationwide with 27 official offices in 12 states. Kucinich has raised more than $3.5 million since he started campaigning back in February, much of it from internet contributions. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean has successfully used retail campaigning to get his message out. But Kucinich's views might be too far outside the mainstream to attract enough voters. For NPR News, I'm Janet Babin in Cleveland.